Quiet, please. We still have several other hearings to go through. Next on the agenda is conditional use number 2636, Antulio Joel Chavez Lopez.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a mechanical trailer maintenance business and storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Dodtown Road, which is Sussex County Rep 293, approximately 0.36 mile north of Anderson Corner Road, which is Sussex County Rep 292. The 911 address is 21032 Dodtown Road, Harbison, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 17, Parcel 25.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter, and I would note we have received zero comments. This application did follow the service of a notice of violation letter on the applicant, which was served in September of last year. The applicant has responded to that, and that's what triggered the submittal of the application. Thank you.
I'm sorry, did you say this was a...
Mm-hmm. It was a constable's case with an NOV served.
Okay, okay. All right, thank you, sir. Hello.
Hello.
Your name is
Antulio. I'm here just to say that it's hard for me to explain, but I had a business that I run, and I know I make a lot of noise, but...
What exactly do you do?
I have a 6 tractor trailer. And when I say I make a lot of noise, it's because they have different hours that they go out and then come home again.
So it's not a mechanical trailer maintenance business? It's you have tractor trailers that come and go?
Yes. It's just not a mechanic. It's just come and go. I work for Allen's doing livestock. And that's why I have a different hour for different trucks. So that's why it seems like I have a lot of trucks on the road, but it's just because I have a different hours.
So what hours do you typically operate?
We start operating at midnight.
The trucks are leaving your residence at midnight?
Yes.
Okay. And then they come back in?
Anytime the next day, like 10, 11, 12, or 1.
In the afternoon?
Yes.
Okay. How many trucks?
I got 6.
6. So I'm a little confused then. What exactly are you doing on site? Just having them come to your location and then they leave?
I'm just using my land for like a parking lot.
Parking lot. Okay.
Yes. And they mentioned mechanic in there because I work on my own truck.
So you're also doing mechanical work as well?
Yes, but I'm not a public mechanic, just like a private mechanic for myself.
So these are your tractor trailers that you own?
Yes.
And you're doing the work on them?
Yes.
All of the tractor trailers are your own?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other businesses in the area already?
I don't know for sure, but I know that there's a lot of neighbors that they run business in there.
I'm sorry, there's the what?
Yeah, most of all of the neighbors, they have their own business that I know.
Okay. All right, is there anything else you'd like to add to it before we start with questioning?
Not much, I just want to say that I want the land to just like from a parking lot, nothing else.
Okay. All right, Mr. Passwaters, we'll start with you. Do you have any questions?
So on your, where you're at now, are your trucks on your property now, or do you keep them elsewhere?
No, they are on my property now.
They're on your property now, okay. And do you do anything else on that property besides trucks? Do you have any other businesses that you operate out of there?
No, just trucking.
Just the trucks?
Yes.
Okay, because I see, it looks like, do you burn firewood or something?
No, I just start cleaning in the back of the house and on the side of the house, because when I moved in there, mm-hmm. there was no space, just the driveway. So I clean and made my parking lot, so that's what.
Okay, so it's just some residual, just some wood that you're cleaning up, yes. Cutting up, getting rid of. Okay. Yeah, so with that, and I was trying to read this application, also said something about working on bobtail trailers, which that's not a thing. There's a bobtail truck, like a truck with no trailer.
No trailer, just
yeah.
Before I move in there, I asked State Trooper Deldat if it was okay for having my truck in there. They say they were okay if they were bobtail, not with trailer.
So if you have six trucks, though, you operate one yourself?
Yes.
And you have five other family or friends or employees that?
I have five employees.
So they would come, bring their vehicle, park it there, get in your truck, drive it to the, you said live haul, you do live haul?
I do live haul and I haul mulch for different states.
Okay. So, but the live haul trailers are, they belong to the chicken plant or they belong to you?
No, they belong to chicken plant.
Okay. So, but the tractor itself is yours?
It's mine, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I can think of at right at this moment.
Okay.
Seems great to me. I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Mr. Allen?
Not really. So I'm a little confused on everything that's going on here.
Yeah. It was different than what I thought for what he's describing. So I guess, and I'm sorry, I know I said that was all I had, but I did have a couple other things that I was thinking about. Do you do your own tire changes?
Not all the time. Like, okay. I said, I mean, I don't do the big mechanic in there, just like the small things that we can do. And if it's bigger than that, so we take somewhere else.
About fuel, do you purchase fuel on the road, or do you want to have a bulk tank there to be able to fill your trucks?
No, we buy it outside, or Allen's give us the fuel.
Okay, so they supply your fuel, and then do you have any other trucks that are inoperable or not registered or tagged that you're looking to place on the property just for parts, or no, you're not?
No, they're all running. I just have like a small car that I have there, but sooner I will move it out.
Okay. And you're looking to possibly build a building? Did I understand that right?
And yes, in the back of the house, because just to fix my trucks.
Yeah, okay. I could see it looks like you had two plans, a driveway to the house and then driveway going out and around to the building, correct?
Yes, because that residential doesn't have a lot of space to go out to make a driveway, because I have the house is like horizontal.
Yeah.
And then I got the septic beside it. So I don't have a lot of space to go like to make a driveway going in the back.
Okay.
Vince, I got a question, because on the site plan it has on this one, it says existing tree line to be trimmed back only as necessary. Is that something that we would allow?
Yeah, I mean, we don't, it would be shown on the final site plan, but there's no prohibition about somebody taking back trees on a conditional use. Yeah. I would think you would probably want to show that as part of a final site plan, because it creates, if you're going to.
It's a berm.
It is a buffer, yeah.
Buffer, yeah.
And make that a non-disturbance area, you know, so that it insulates its use from the neighbors.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me about the oils when you're doing changing oil and hydraulic fluids and that. What do you do for the disposal?
I dispose of Route 5. There's a going through Long Lake.
And you take everything there?
Yes. All the oils and all the filter I take it somewhere else where I can dispose of it.
Okay, and then what about tires? What do you do with those?
Tires, that's why I don't do tires at the house.
You don't change tires there?
No, but that's why I do outside. Whoever changes the tire, they take the old tire.
Okay. Did you have something, Mr. Frank?
I don't know.
No. Did you have anything else, staff? No.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything?
Just one question for the record. Do you live on the property as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure we have that.
Just because the neighbors may be seeing the trucks like running back and forward, but it's because, like I say, I have a different hours for different drivers. So they see trucks coming in and they see trucks going out.
Okay.
It's because I have different hours.
Yeah, that's difficult in a residential area, because it sounds like your operations,
yes,
happen when most people would be sleeping.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a hard one, but okay.
Okay. All right. If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2636? In favor. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition? Okay.
Good afternoon. My name is James Harbin. I'm 81 years old with COPD, and I live next to a commercial trucking company. He is deliberately deceiving us in terms of his application. He is not describing what he is doing there. I've lived with this for over a year now.
Can you give your information to Mr. Whitehouse, please?
I would like to give you a simplified summary of the code, if I may. I'm sure you know it, but maybe he doesn't. The AR1 zoning district is intended for agricultural use, single-family residential homes, and preservation of rural character. Commercial and industrial uses are not intended to this district. Permitted uses, single-family dwellings, manufactured homes, farms and agricultural activities, accessory structures such as sheds, barns, and garages. Conditional uses, churches and places of worship, schools, daycare centers, utilities, and certain home-based businesses. Special exceptions, professional offices within a residence, kennels or animal hospital, temporary or seasonal stands. Not allowed in AR1, commercial trucking or trucking companies, storage of tractor trailers or commercial trucks, diesel repair or industrial businesses, commercial storage yards, and any business causing noise, fumes, or heavy traffic. I'm going to describe how we've had to live for the past year. Constant noise and diesel exhaust odors at all hours of the day and night. These guys run 24/7. 24/7. Six trucks. That's six trucks out in a day, six trucks back. Six drivers come in, leave their cars, five of them. Five of them come back, leave their trucks, take their cars out. 24/7. Loud mechanical work being performed on the trucks during evening hours, late nights, and weekends. Disturbances from individuals drinking alcohol while working on vehicles. ATVs being driven on the property into nearby woods and onto the county road in front of our home. Illegal burning in violation of burn ban hours and duration limits. They were cutting down huge, and still are, pine trees and burning them 24/7. I've had Denrec out there a few times. I assume you have some of that documentation. I couldn't get it because of the FIOS or whatever it is procedure.
FOIA, yeah.
I couldn't get it. So frequent trespassing of poultry, chickens, ducks, turkeys from the Lopez property onto ours, meaning my dogs have now become chicken killers. I have five dogs. They've never killed a chicken in their lives until this guy moved in. I went to him numerous times. We've spent a lot of time trying to get him to pen his chickens and be a good neighbor. It hasn't worked so far. Accumulation, late night activity involving flashlights in the woods behind the property, creating additional concern and discomfort. Accumulation and storage of waste materials related to truck maintenance and repairs on the property, raising potential environmental and health concerns. We have had numerous polite attempts to communicate with Mr. Lopez, including a swing set, sandbox for their kids, and a turkey for Thanksgiving. From that day on, we've been totally disrespected and disregarded in terms of our needs and concerns. While he has made occasional promises to address these issues, he never has. So it's coming to summertime when you want to be outside. I can walk out my door. I can smell wood smoke. I can smell diesel. And I can hear trucks idling. They fire them up at night, they roar, then they idle. They say they have to have time to blow the soot out of the trucks. I'm wondering where that soot is going. Am I breathing that? Am I my family breathing it? He's located in an agricultural area with these trucks, and he has no right to be there. I've had Denrek out there God knows how many times. Fire department has been there twice. That picture of that the fire back in the woods, that was the wind was gusting at 15, maybe 20 miles per hour. Nobody was out there. So they came in with a pumper truck, put out the fire. Then they came back when we heard this loud boom. They were some kind of ordnance and fire, I don't know, fire stuff. And so I don't know if they were ever issued any citations because I haven't been able to access the information yet. They're still working on it.
Yep.
And I need a resolution on this because after a year of dealing with this, we feel we have the right to be here before you folks to protect our property values, and our safety. I don't want all these people running around at night next to my house.
All right. Thank you, sir. We are here to make a decision, so it may not be today, but we will make one. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Pam Harbin. I'm Jim's wife. One thing that was really upsetting when AJ and his wife moved in was that you were talking about a buffer for the noise, and it's true that our property line, he had more of the trees on the property line that runs the length of the property. So AJ has cut down significant amount of those trees to where we can now see each other, which you could hardly see each other before. And the noise is greater because of that. You have no buffer there any longer. so we can see any kind of tires and accumulation that they have of debris when they're working on their vehicles also. Another thing I would like to point out is the fact that when I moved there and we bought the property, part of the reason that we bought it was because it was very private. And what has now next to us, I think, is still preserved land. And across the street and behind us is all supposed to be land that's preserved. And that was an attractive part of living there and buying there. And so no longer do we have the piece that we had there. And we want AJ to be able to make a living and support his family. We care about them, but it doesn't seem like it's reciprocated. And him having his own vehicle to go to work is one thing, but to have five or six other tractor trailers and who knows going in and out of there is very concerning. And it's upsetting for not only us, but our dogs are, you know, we have a fenced in area, but, you know, occasionally you'll have a dog slip out, and that's how, and the chickens are very upsetting for them, so it causes even more disturbance. But needless to say, our major concern is the environment and the quality of life out there that we have lost. And I thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak in opposition? Okay, sir. Do we need to lower that? Yeah.
Just hold on 1 second.
Need it down.
Oh, he's got it. Good. Okay.
My name, Mayor Wentley.
Hold on 1 second. We're going to help you out a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
My name is Brian Moyer, and I'm a neighbor. That's good. And I just have a couple things. There's a sign at each end of Downtown Road and other roads going there no more than two axles. So, and the state police do not want trucks on that road. They put up a billboard 2 years ago saying no trucks on that road. So they don't want them on that road either. I don't know who they haul chickens for, but Alan Herren in Harmerson allows you to park your tractors up there if you haul for them. So I think before they move to their house, they were parking up there, and they were also parking on Route 30 on Gravel Hill Road, right near 9 at a building. And so they can park other places. Now, some of the trucks, six of them go out at night, six come back. But then there's some, at least three, they'll leave 9, 10, 11 in the morning and go out again. So there's more than just six going and six coming. When they pull out of the driveway, if you know anything about tractors, the back end jolts and jerks and rips up the road. And they weigh anywhere from 17 to 19,000 pounds. So it's a matter of time till they have the road all ripped up, and then Del Knot, and then come and fix it. I built in there 9 years ago a new home. It was a residential area. Now I gotta put up with this. I think somebody asked him about changing tires and oil. They do, I don't know if they change them there, but they have a trailer full of about a half a dozen or eight new tires that they keep there. So I don't know if they're doing their own or not. And they also have an air compressor outside. When they work on it, it runs. I think that's all I have. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, anybody else have any questions? All right, I will close the public hearing on conditional use number 2636, Lopez. Mr. Passwaters, what's your pleasure?
It's Betty John, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Mr. Betty John, what's your pleasure?
For you. I get it.
Didn't look at the D.
Yeah, Madam Chair, we do have an opportunity for a rebuttal. I don't know if the
judge. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Is there anything that you would like to say to answer any of the comments that were? Thank you.
And just for your benefit, under the rules, it's a 5-minute period. It's only responding to issues or questions that have been stated before.
Okay.
And you don't have to use it if you don't want to.
No, that's fine. I know, like I say, it's Laura. I'm working. See maybe what I can do with it. Whenever I work with a mechanic, it's during the day, not during the night. And they mentioned about ambulance or a firefight came on, the last one that they mentioned. It was not my property. It was somebody else, but everybody came to my property, all the firefight, all the ambulance, but it was not on my property.
Okay.
So, I know they say they have a sign that it says no trucks more than two axles, but I see people that they have a dump truck in there. I think it's heavier than a bobtail tractor trailer. Because the tractor trailer is empty. I know it got more than two axles, but it's not heavy like dump trucks.
Okay.
And I'm working on my property. I'm trying to put a fence on both of the sides just to help me and help them. But it's just lack of time. But I'm working on it.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
No.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Mr. Petty John.
All right, Madam Chair, I make a motion that we defer action for conditional use number 2636 for Mr. Lopez for further consideration.
Second that.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2636, Lopez. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Okay, now we are going to take a recess. We will reconvene at 6:15. Is that good?
Maybe a little
620?
Bit more. 6:20.
6:20.